NOAA is encouraging the provincial government to reconsider their decision to put a pause on the offshore seismic program for this year and to plan an offshore seismic program for 2023. Charlene Johnson is CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Oil and Gas Industries Association. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Pretty good. Thanks for asking.
So, Charlene, you say you're disappointed with this decision by the provincial government and want to see them reconsider. Why?
Yes, NOAA and its members are very disappointed with this decision because the industry has seen so much momentum in the last 5 to 6 years. We've had $4 billion in bids during the bid rounds. We've had 8 new companies invested here. And seismic really is that building block. It's the data that indicates the value of the prospectivity of an area. It's the short-term impacts of this decision. So from May to September, this seismic activity usually takes place. That's an injection of $17 million into the Newfoundland economy, 125 jobs, from crewing firms to freight, logistics, supply vessels, even hotels. There was a $685,000 spend in hotels from May to September in 2020. All the people that work and operate the marine bases. So there's definitely a short-term impact when it comes to jobs and infusion into the economy. But it's the medium and long-term impacts as well. This seismic leads to bids, as I just mentioned. And if the company did not act on any of the bids, if they didn't do any work over the last 5 years, the government would receive $1 billion in default money if no activity occurred. So that's a tenfold investment right there on their seismic. But obviously, we don't want to see that. We want to see activity. We want to see exploration happening. Every exploration well is 400 jobs. And then, of course, if you get to discovery, there's the construction phase and ultimately to production. That's jobs, royalties, and taxes. So there's a short, medium, and long-term impact. And seismic is the key part of the long-term financial viability of this industry and certainly of the province.
You also say this is disheartening news, as just under a year ago, Premier Fury committed to NOAA that the seismic program would continue. Have you heard from the Premier on this?
Yes, I did have a call with the Premier and Minister Parsons several times. They did reassure us that this is a pause. We are obviously asking that this be reinstated, but at a minimum, if there were seismic work to be done this year that would impact the data for the 2022 bid round, we'd like to see at a minimum that piece continue for this year. But certainly we want to see it reinstated in 2023 for all the reasons I just said. The Premier has agreed to meet with our Board of Directors, so we really appreciate that. I know the Premier and his government understands the value of this industry. They see the revenue that it brings in, and they have, they brought in initiatives like the Offshore Exploration Incentive to help make our jurisdiction more attractive, because that's what this is all really about. It's being globally competitive. There are about 25 bid rounds that happen around the globe each year, and this seismic data is what attracts investors to our region. So we're very pleased that they're going to have that meeting with us.
On Friday's show, Energy Minister Andrew Parsons joined us, and he said for this year's 2022 bid round, they have a significant stockpile of info and data collection from the last few years that is available and will generate interest. What do you say to that?
We need to continue gathering the data. Again, as I said, it's about being globally competitive. And when you look at other jurisdictions around the world, they certainly aren't pausing their seismic programs. And the more data you can get, the more competitive you are. If you look at 2D data, that covers an area of about 25 by 25 meters. But then you gather the 3D data, and that will give you information on a 5 by 5 meter area. So with 2D data, you could actually miss Hibernia, for instance. So it's that 3D data that provides that investment-grade data to attract the investors here. So the more that we have of it, the better. And, again, it's about keeping up, being globally competitive, and continuing with the program.
Local oil and gas consultant Rob Strong says the decision to pause the seismic program this year actually makes sense, and it will have no impact on future exploration work in the offshore. Do you disagree with that?
Yes, I do. I've heard from many companies that will be impacted in the short term and the jobs. And we're at a time when, you know, it's difficult in our economy. So any extraction from that economy has an impact. I've spoken to firms that are involved in crewing and supply, and we have hotels as members. So this impact, this industry has such a large multiplier effect. So I have talked to many that are disappointed with this from the short term, but also speaking to other companies that this is about our long term. Again, it is a pause. We hope that it is only a pause, and we do hope that the Premier and the Minister reinstate this, and they said that they would review this in the future.
Yeah, those key words, just a pause. Does that give you, your members, the industry, any comfort?
Well, we need to take the Premier's word and the Minister's word for it. The Premier has been very upfront with us in conversations and has been very helpful over the years. So we do hope that that continues. History does show, though, that over time when things come out of a budget, it's very difficult to get them back in there. But they did reassure us this is a pause. So we will hold them to that.
Charlene Johnson, CEO of the Newfoundland and Labrador Oil and Gas Industries Association. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Ben. Happy New Year to your listeners, and stay safe, everyone.
Happy New Year to you as well. Right now,